Good evening, everyone. The Winchester Town Board is now in session. We're calling the meeting to order. We'd like to start with the Pledge of Allegiance. How about you, Robert?
Sure.
Thank you, sir.
First flag.
Turn around, sir.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Very good. Okay. So, we'll have introduction of staff and members of the board. To my right is...
I'm Bob Mikes.
There. To my left is...
April Mensch.
I'm John Delabos. Our secretary is Samantha...
Samantha Crunkleton.
Okay.
Beatrice Martinez with Commissioner Sagerblum.
Yes, and...
Judith Rodriguez with Comprehensive Planning.
Oh, very good. Thank you. So, the first portion of the meeting will be devoted to comments by the general public about any items on the agenda. It's not a time for discussion. No action or votes will be taken on any of the agenda items during that period. You'll be offered the opportunity to speak on individual hearing items as they are presented. If you wish to speak to Town Board about items within its jurisdiction but are not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public, which is at the end of the meeting. Comments are limited to 3 minutes, but we don't really ever cut anybody off unless they just go on and on. Please step up to the, well, please stand and state your name and your address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board or council wishes to hear more from you after it seems like you've had 3 minutes or more, they could certainly extend the length of your presentation. We will either do it by vote or I will if someone asks for it. I'd like to start with the approval of the minutes for May 30th from last month. Do I have a motion to approve?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And approval for tonight's agenda, June 27th. Do I have a motion to approve?
Yes.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Do we have any informational items from the county?
No information.
We don't. Okay. Wow. All righty. And we'll move right into the meeting. Our first item is UC-23-0285-E-J Club, LLC. It's for use permit for the following: alcohol sales, liquor packaged only, alcohol sales, beer and wine packaged only, and a day spa, with a design review for the following: one, a liquor store, and two, a day spa in conjunction with an existing commercial industrial building on 1.1 acres in an M1 light manufacturing zone, generally located on the west side of Sammy Davis Jr. Drive, approximately 550 feet south of Circus Circus Drive within the Winchester Township. For possible action, is the applicant or representative present?
Yes, that's me.
Oh, good evening. Would you like to stand and tell us all about you and spell your name, please?
Yeah, I'm Mark Vaccaro. Last name is V as Victor, A-C-C-A-R-O. I represent the building ownership at 2911 Sammy Davis Jr. Drive. We have two businesses that have been operating for a little over 2 years within our building. The Day Spa, which is not an LLC, and a liquor store, which is Lochte LLC. Each of them would like to expand their square footage within our building because we've had space that's opened up. Nana LLC, the day spa, is located on the south end of our building in an 800 square foot unit. They want to relocate to the north end into about a 1900 square foot space. So they're already zoned, operating for over 2 years. The liquor store would like to move into the adjacent 1800 square foot space next to them, expanding their total square footage to about 3500.
Okay, very good. Do we have any comments from the general public on this item? Okay, seeing none, how about any comments from or questions from members of the board?
No questions.
No questions.
I always have questions.
This was previously approved, right?
Yeah, they've been operating. So the way zoning explained it to me was the square footage that they're going into was zoned for a different business use, which had a different parking allotment per 1,000 square foot. So for example, they were going into the day spa was going into an old warehouse section, which was calculated at 1.5 parking spots needed per 1,000 square feet. Now it's changed to 4 parking spots needed per 1,000 square feet. Our parking lot is only 64 spaces big. It's changed the parking lot requirement to now, I believe, 81 spaces that are required. And so that's the reason from what zoning told me is why we have to go through that.
That's what I thought.
So, but the majority of the business that they get, I'm assuming, comes from tourists who are...
Yeah, so, the liquor store, it's all, you know, quick service type people that are either walking over, Ubering over, you know, or driving over across. We're directly behind Circus, Resorts World. So it's a lot of foot traffic for people that are looking for less expensive alcohol sales from, as opposed to buying, you know, from the resort. Mm-hmm. But, our parking lot, it consists of a front parking lot and a back parking lot. We're never at any time more than 60% capacity using the parking lot for the total.
Okay. Anybody else?
No, sorry, I just threw it out there.
Yeah, no, that's great. I just have one question. It has to do with the prior land use request for your particular area, which are enumerated chronologically from the oldest land use to the current land use. So
okay.
it starts back with a day spa in March of 2017, and it works its way on through the different businesses in that area that have been permitted or uses on that property that have been permitted.
Okay.
And so I noticed that in September of 2020, alcohol sales with waivers for reduced parking, etc., was approved by the Planning Commission, and that was September of 2020.
Correct.
Then in April of 2021, the Planning Commission also approved a day spa.
Correct.
Now in December of 2021, the zoning boards, is ZA, I guess that's a zoning.
Some change.
What?
ZC?
ZA.
Zoning administrator.
Thank you so much. I knew it was zoning somebody. Zoning administrator, thank you. I appreciate that. Approved the location for a motion picture production studio. So I guess my question is, with alcohol, massages, and movie making, what could possibly go wrong with that combination?
Well, there's been, so that's the second approval for a movie studio. So it wasn't so much a movie studio than it was an editing room. So it's basically, they have 140 square foot for the second one. It was like 140 is editing, so they could edit adult video. But back in, again, this predates my time at the building, but I want to say probably 2012-ish, 2016-ish is when we had 10,000 square feet of our building assigned for adult video movie production, which has been operating since that time.
Okay. And so that they have, since that time, ceded some of that space until now they only have
so
a very small editing room? Or they don't even have that?
Two separate businesses.
Okay.
So two separate entities. Which, the first entity was Mission Control Studios, which operates the 10,000 square foot space. They are vacating the premises and vacating their lease as of September. So that's where the space is opening up. And the other businesses are, the day spa is going to expand into their area. We're going to have a new video cinema that's going to go into smaller square footage of the space, and then 6,000 square feet of the space we're going to rent out to, you know, another user.
Okay.
And then currently we also house Lion's Den, which is an adult retail novelty store.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be selling their business and downsizing their square footage. That's why the liquor store now is able to expand to the adjacent, because the new owner doesn't need 6,000 square feet. They want to operate with about 4,500 square feet.
About how many, sir?
About 4,500.
4,500 square feet. Okay.
So, and that's the sale is pending and going through its motions.
All right. Well, that answers my question. I've just read that and I was kind of like, hmm.
Yeah, the two cinemas, they're two separate businesses. And then I just received word that the smaller little editing adult is not going to be renewing or going out of business or whatnot. So it'll just be in September, a new cinema person going into
that space.
Yeah, about 2,000 square feet of space.
Okay, very good. All righty. Well, that was my only question. I have no other questions. Is anybody else?
No question.
Okay, well, I move to approve with staff conditions. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, we're good. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Our second and last item has to do with the fence height. Application number WS-23-0284-Concepcion Whitney Million. Okay, there you are. Hi there. Waiver of development standards for the following: one, allow a non-decorative fence, and two, increase fence height within the front yard in conjunction with a single-family residence on 0.2 acre in rural in residential one single-family residential zone, generally located on the south side of Capistrano Avenue, approximately 170 feet west of Burnham Avenue within Winchester for possible action. And the applicant is here. So would you like to stand and introduce yourself and spell your last name and tell us all about your wonderful item? Oh, okay. Well, I think maybe our...
Solo estaba pidiendo porque estaba un poquito alto, 9 pies de más, y entonces ya todo lo hice para seguridad acá, este es un muro en frente, y
so she built a fence a little bit high around her house for security purposes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, entonces lo hice por seguridad, entonces lo que se pasó fue un poquito, mm-hmm. y quería pedir si podrían aceptármelo ese que está un poco pasado.
And so because she built it a little bit higher than what's allowed, but mm-hmm. she wanted to bring it forth to see if you can accept
okay.
the additional height.
Okay.
On the
okay.
fence.
And in reading this application, it doesn't appear that that's an awful lot. It's only 12%. So on 5 feet 7 inches, that's probably going to be about 8 or 10 inches. So, okay.
I asked her if she's done with her presentation.
Okay, very good. Do we have any questions from anyone in the audience on this item? How about the board members?
I do.
Okay.
It says there's a code enforcement case. I want to, did she get reported through Seek Click Fix is what I want to know.
Quería saber si en la aplicación hay un reporte de violación del código, si por eso está viniendo para no sé si realmente solo fue que como alguien que lo denunció, pero está bien, no sé realmente me mandaron acá porque solo está un poquito de alto, un poquito más.
She doesn't know, but she did get a complaint, so that's the one. That's what they told her to do to come before.
So she did get one of the citations.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That was an active code enforcement issue.
Yeah.
Hunts County. Okay.
There's that website where people can report.
Yeah. Okay. So it was basically an online, probably an online. Report about the height of the fence, okay?
She says she doesn't know why that complaint was filed against her. She spoke to her neighbors next to her, behind her, and they were all okay with the fence or the wall.
Okay. All right. Any more questions?
No questions.
No. Okay. I don't have any questions. This is pretty straightforward. Yeah. One of the few times that happens. So I recommend approval with staff conditions. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you. Opposed? Nope. Okay. Motion carries. Thank you. Oh, you have a question? I'm sorry. I didn't mean.
No,
I didn't know.
It's okay. I just wanted to clarify to the applicant that she needs to pull the permits, and she has 1 year for inspection and to pull the permits for the wall.
You or she'll have to let her know that, because I can't.
I just didn't want to go straight in Spanish.
Okay. Yeah.
To the board.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. Would you share that with her then?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Asegúrese de sacar los permisos de construcción con el departamento de construcción. Tiene hasta un año para hacer eso. Cuando usted reciba el documento que le dice que aprobaron su aplicación, asegúrese con eso y con sus planos ir al departamento de construcción. Puede llamarnos a nuestro departamento por cualquier pregunta que tenga, pero asegúrese de hacer esa parte porque si no, su aplicación se va a
perder.
Outstanding. Okay. Well, we voted, we approved, and thank you very much for that, because we wouldn't want her to leave here and think the world is over now and that she's done, because you got to finish up. So she's aware of what. Okay, excellent. Okay, and she did put it in application, I believe, paid $750. So that's, I think, the first step toward getting that handled, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, well, you're all set. Thank you so much for coming. Muchas gracias, señora. Okay, let's move on. Any general business from anyone? Oh, okay. Any comments from the general public? Okay, our next meeting date is July 11th, 2023, and we stand adjourned. Thank you for coming.
That was fast.
Yeah, and we didn't even go crazy running.